This is the Sakar Moli of 16th of May, 2025. Essence, sweet children, your love is for the One Father, because you receive the unlimited inheritance from Him. You say to Him with love, My Baba. Question. Why can no words spoken by human beings be compared to those spoken by the Father? Answer. Because every word that the Father speaks is an elevated version. Those who hear these elevated versions become great, that is, they become the most elevated humans. The Father's elevated versions make you into beautiful flowers. Words spoken by human beings are not elevated versions. In fact, it is because of them that you have been coming down. Song. Even though the world may change, we will remain constant. Om Shanti. The first line of the song is meaningful, but the rest of the song is useless. It's similar to how the terms in the Gita, God speaks, Manmanabhav, and Madhyajibhav, are correct. That is known as a pinch of salt in a sackful of flour. You children know very well who God is. Shiv Baba is called God. Shiv Baba comes and creates Shivalaya. Where does he come? Into this brothel. He himself comes and says, O my sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found spiritual children, it is you souls who listen to him. You souls know that you are imperishable and that your bodies are perishable. We souls are now listening to these elevated versions spoken by the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, speaks those elevated versions which make us into elevated human beings. None of the great souls and gurus, etc., speak elevated versions. When they say Shivoham, that too is not a true version. You are now listening to elevated versions from the Father and becoming beautiful flowers. There is such a big difference between thorns and flowers. You children now know that it is not a human being who is speaking to you. Shiv Baba is present in this one. He too is a soul, but he is called the Supreme Soul. Impure souls now call out, O Supreme Soul, come, come and purify us. He is the Supreme Father, the one who makes us into supreme beings. You are becoming the most elevated of all human beings, those who are called deities. The term Supreme Father is very sweet. When they refer to him as omnipresent, there is no sweetness. Very few of you remember the Father with a lot of love inside you. Physical husbands and wives remember one another physically. Here you souls have to remember the Supreme Soul with a lot of love. On the path of devotion, they cannot worship him with as much love. There isn't that love. How can they love him when they don't know him? You children now have a lot of love for him. You souls say, My Baba. All souls are brothers. Each brother says that Baba has given us his introduction. However, that wouldn't be called love. You would have love for someone from whom you receive something. Children love their father because they receive an inheritance from him. The greater the inheritance, the greater the love his children would have. If their father doesn't have any property, but their grandfather does, there wouldn't be as much love for the father. There would be more love for the grandfather, because they believe that they will receive some money from him. Now, this one is the unlimited father. You children know that the Father is now teaching you. This is a matter of great happiness. God is my Father. No one knows that Father, the Creator. Because of not knowing him, they call themselves the Father. If you ask a child who his father is, in the end he would say, "I am." You children now know that that one is definitely the father of all fathers. The unlimited father whom we have now found has no father of his own. That is the highest on high father. Therefore, you children should have a lot of happiness inside you. When people go on those pilgrimages, there isn't that much happiness because there is no attainment there. They simply go there to have a vision. They stumble along so much for nothing. They wear out their foreheads and they also use up all their money. They spend a lot of money and yet attain nothing. If there were an income earned on the path of devotion, the people of Bharat would become so wealthy. They spend billions of rupees on building temples, etc. You didn't just have one temple to Somnath. Each king had a temple. You were given so much wealth. 5,000 years ago, you were made into the masters of the world. Only the Father says this. 5,000 years before today, I taught you Raja Yoga and made you become like them. Look what you have now become. Let this enter your intellects. We were so elevated. Having taken 84 births, we have now fallen to the floor. We have become as worthless as shells. We are now going to Baba, who is making us into the masters of the world. This is the only pilgrimage where souls meet their Father. Therefore, there has to be that love inside you. When you children are coming here, your intellects need to be aware that you are going to that Father, from whom you are once again to receive the sovereignty of the world. That Father gives us the teachings. Children, imbibe divine virtues. Remember me, the Father, the Almighty Authority, the Purifier. I come every cycle and tell you, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. Let it enter your hearts that you are going to the unlimited Father. The Father says, "I am incognito." The soul says, "I am incognito." You understand that you are going to Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada. They are combined. We are going to meet the one who makes us into the masters of the world. Let there be unlimited internal happiness. When you leave your homes to come here to Madhavan, happiness should be bubbling inside you. The Father has come to teach us and he is showing us the way to imbibe divine virtues. When you leave your homes, you should have this happiness inside you. When a girl is going to meet her future husband, she puts on jewellery, etc., and her face blossoms. Her face blossoms for receiving sorrow. Your faces blossom for receiving constant happiness. Therefore, there should be so much happiness in coming to meet such a Father. We have now found the unlimited Father. When we go to the golden age, our degrees will decrease. You Brahmins are now the children of God. God sits here and teaches you. He is our Father and also our teacher. He is teaching and purifying us, and he will then take us back home with him. We souls are now being liberated from this dirty kingdom of Ravan. There should be a lot of happiness inside you. Since the Father is making you into the masters of the world, you should study very well. When students study well, they pass with good marks. Children say, "Baba, I will become Sri Narayan." This is the true story of becoming the true Narayan. It is the story of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. You have been listening to those false stories for birth after birth. Only once at this time do you listen to the true story from the Father. That then continues on the path of devotion. It is said that Shiv Baba took birth at night, and so they celebrate his birthday year after year. However, no one knows when he came or what he did when he came. Acha, they also celebrate the birth of Krishna. They don't know when he came, how he came, or what he did either. They say that he came in the land of Kans. How could he take birth in an impure land? You children should be so happy that you are going to the unlimited Father. Some relate their experience of how so-and-so shot an arrow at them and told them that Baba has come. Ever since that day, they have continued to remember the Father alone. This pilgrimage is for you to go to the greatest of all fathers. Baba is living and he comes to meet his children. Those pilgrimages are physical. Here the Father is living. Just as we souls speak through our bodies, so the Father, the Supreme Soul, also has to speak through a body. This study is for the livelihood of your future 21 births. Other studies are just for this one birth. So which study should you study, and which occupation should you have? The Father says, do both. You mustn't leave your home and families and go to live in the forests, like the sannyasis do. This path is the family path. This study is for both. Not everyone will study. Some will study very well and some a little less. Some will be hit by an arrow instantly, whereas others will continue to speak as though they are crazy. Some say, "Yes, I will try to understand." Others say, "I have to understand these matters by sitting in solitude somewhere." Then they go off and disappear. If an arrow of this knowledge strikes someone, he would immediately come to understand everything. Some say that they don't have time. You can understand from that an arrow didn't strike them. Look how Baba instantly left everything when an arrow hit him. He believed that he was going to receive a sovereignty. Therefore he thought, "What is all of this compared to that? I want to claim the kingdom from the Father." The Father says, "Now carry on with your business, etc., but come and understand all of this very well for 1 week. You have to look after your families and sustain your creations. Those people, sannyasis, create their families and then leave home and run away. The father says, "You created your creation. Therefore, look after them very well. If your wife and children listen to you, they are obedient and worthy. If they don't, they are disobedient and unworthy. You can tell which ones are worthy and which ones are unworthy." The father says, "If you follow Srimat, you become elevated. Otherwise, you cannot receive the inheritance. Become pure, become a worthy child, and glorify the Father's name." Once an arrow has struck them, they will say, "That's it. I will now earn a true income." The Father has come to take you to Shivalaya. You also have to become worthy of going to Shivalaya. There is effort in this. Tell them, "Now remember Shiv Baba. Death is standing just ahead. They too have to be benefited. Tell them, now remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. It is the duty of you daughters to uplift both your families and your in-laws' families. Since you have been invited there, it is your duty to benefit them. Become merciful. Show impure and tamopradan human beings the way to become satopradan. You know that everything definitely becomes old from new. In hell, all souls are impure. Therefore, they go to bathe in the Ganges in order to be purified. However, first of all, they have to be made to understand that they are impure and that they therefore have to become pure." The Father says to souls, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved. Give all the sages and holy men my message." The Father says, "Remember me." The alloy will continue to be removed from souls with this fire of yoga or pilgrimage of remembrance. You will then be purified and come to me. I will take all of you back home with me. A scorpion continues to move along until it comes to something soft. Then it will sting there. What would it achieve by stinging a stone? You can also give the Father's introduction. The Father has told you where his devotees are. They are at the temples to Shiva, the temples to Krishna, and the temples to Lakshmi and Narayan. Devotees continue to worship me. They too are my children. They had also received the kingdom from me, but have now become worshippers from being worthy of worship. They are devotees of the deities too. The number one worship is that of the unadulterated worship of Shiva. While gradually falling, they started to worship the elements. It is easy to explain to the worshippers of Shiva. This is Shiv Baba, the father of all souls. He gives us the inheritance of heaven. The Father says, "Now remember me and your sins will be absolved. I am giving you this message." The Father says, "I am the purifier, the ocean of knowledge. I am giving you this knowledge. I also teach you yoga in order to purify you. I give you this message through the body of Brahma. Remember me. Remember your 84 births. You will find the devotees in the temples and at the Kumbh Melas. You can explain there whether the Ganges or the Supreme Soul is the purifier. Therefore, you children should have the happiness of who it is you are going to. He is very ordinary. What splendor should he reveal? What should Shiv Baba do so that he seems like a great person? He cannot wear saffron robes like sannyasis. The father says, I take an ordinary body. Advise me what to do. How should I decorate this chariot? When they ride the horse of Hussein, they decorate it so beautifully. Here they portray Shiv Baba's chariot as a bull. They also put a round image of Shiva on the forehead of a bull. How could Shiv Baba enter a bull? Why have they shown a bull in the temples? They say that that is the chariot of Shankar. Would Shankar have a chariot in the subtle region? All of that belongs to the path of devotion and is fixed in the drama. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Promise yourself that 1. You will now earn a true income. 2. You will make yourself worthy of going to Shivalaya. 3. You will become a worthy child by following Srimat and glorifying the Father's name. 2. Become merciful and make Tamopradhan human beings Satopradhan. Benefit everyone. Remind everyone of the Father before death comes. Blessing. May you be a divine mirror who grants visions of the three aspects of time to all human souls. You children now have to become such divine mirrors that all human souls will be able to have a vision of their three aspects of time. Let them be able to see clearly what they were, what they are now, and what they are to become in the future. When they come to know, that is, when they experience and see that the thirst and desires that they have had for many births are now to be fulfilled, that their desire of going into liberation or heaven is being fulfilled, they will easily be attracted to come here to claim their inheritance from the Father. Slogan. Constantly let the lesson of one strength and one faith be firm, and you will easily be able to move away from the middle of the ocean, from difficulty. Aviat signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Air quality souls will be revealed when you stay in the royalty of your purity. Let your vision never be attracted to anything limited. An heir is one who has a right. Those who constantly have the stage of having a right can never be dependent on Maya. By having the pure intoxication of having all rights, you have the stage of having all rights here, and you also have all rights there too. Om Shanti.